So I understand last week Kathy was telling some stories. She has tear-jerking stories. I have embarrassing stories. Thirty years ago this October, Kathy and I had been called to our first congregation in Washington, Pennsylvania. We moved there for a couple of months, and then we went to our home churches to be ordained, Kathy to San Pedro, California, and me to Wheaton, Illinois. So we went off, we had the ceremony like we had 2 years ago for Nicole Farley and a year ago for Lori Leiter right here in this sanctuary. Is this too loud in here, by the way? Are we echoing back there? No. Okay. Yes. Maybe down a little bit there, Anthony. So we come back to Pennsylvania. We drive back. We're ready now, fully ordained, ready to do what we feel called by God to do, what we've been prepared in seminary to do. And we're walking across the parking lot from our apartment to the church. We have not yet entered the church door on our very first day as ordained pastors in the church. And there are about five or six retired gentlemen who are putting boxes in a big U-Haul truck. So, of course, you know, being friendly pastors, we walk over and say, "What's going on?" "Well," they tell us, "we're loading all these boxes of clothes into this truck, and we're going to drive them down to Kentucky to where the Reverend Joe Palace has been for years ministering in these little tiny churches and these back hollows of Kentucky. And every other year, we take a truck full of clothes down there for these kids." Well, that's cool. And then the sort of the ringleader of the gang, a gentleman named Tom, came over to me and said, "Yeah, Reverend, maybe you'd like to bless the trip." Now, in my defense, Tom had had a stroke, and you know, the right side of his mouth did not move, and everything he said, he had a kind of a chuckle with it, just kind of a little bit of a laugh. So when he said, "Hey, Reverend, how about if you bless the trip?" I said, "Sure, Tom, bless the trip." This was not what Tom had in mind, which fortunately, my spider senses tingling, I quickly realized that this was not the right thing to say. So I walked over to Tom and said, "You wanted me to say a prayer, didn't you?" He says, "Well, yeah, Pastor." You know, I'm still not used to be calling Pastor. "I sort of wanted you to bless the trip." I said, "Okay, then." I said, "Let's bless the trip. Come on." And so Tom says, "Come on, guys, come over here. Pastor's going to bless the trip." And so I'm about to say my first prayer as an ordained minister when one of the gentlemen says, "Hey, wait, let's lay hands on the truck." At that point, I'm doing anything these guys ask me to do. So we all put our hands on this Ford U-Haul truck, and I say my first prayer, "Amen." And as soon as I'm done, I'm thinking, so this is why I was ordained? To lay hands on a truck? Fortunately, the more I thought about it, I thought, yes, Craig, this is why you were ordained. To lay hands on a truck, to bless a truck, well, maybe, but really to bless what these men have been doing, that they're going to give 4 or 5 days of their lives to drive these clothes down to Cow Creek, Kentucky. To bless the boys who are going to get a used pair of jeans. The girls who are going to get a sort of new sweater. To bless all those people there that we'll never see. Yeah. Maybe that is why you were ordained. You know, here you have this rather beautiful story of Jesus. You know, we've all seen pictures of it. And it's really rather remarkable that this story is in the Bible when you think about it. It's not a great healing story. It's not a great teaching story. But what it is a story that went against the grain. In those days, children really were meant to be seen and not heard. They were loved. They were valued, surely. But in their place, and for Jesus to take the time to welcome children, to sit with them and to bless them. To bless them as you would any adult. To do that was just a great and wonderful gift. So today, I want to think a little bit about blessing, and especially today on Father's Day, about blessing children. About blessing children. Because we all have the opportunities to bless children. And I would like to suggest to you that we're, all of us, ordained in our baptism to bless. We're all ordained, set apart, called in our baptism to bless. And again, today, think about really blessing children. And they don't have to be your children. They don't have to be your children to bless them. We spent a whole week in vacation Bible school here with, 100 some kids and 75 staff, teenagers, young adults, retired folks, blessing children. Will they remember that neighbors are friendly, neighbors are forgiving, neighbors are welcoming, all the things we said in the call to worship? I hope so, but probably not. But hopefully they'll remember they were blessed. Each and every kid will look back at this week and feel like they were blessed, they were special, they were loved here in this place by someone. And that's just like Jesus blessing those children when that happens. Our family, the Bostroms, are in mourning today because of our friend Carrie, who our fathers were friends. Carrie and I and our families have been friends, and now our children are friends. And we lost Carrie too soon, but Carrie was very special to our family because when our Amy went through that trials that she went through, Carrie was a very, very special friend to her who helped her in ways we're just even now coming to understand, who helped our Amy, our girl, to move through that and live her very happy life, as she likes to say now. And now I can already see the ways which Amy will be blessing Carrie's children. In fact, in the words Amy already wrote that she's going to speak at the Carrie's memorial service, she said, "Carrie was a blessing to me." There's that word, a blessing. Because Carrie was someone who sought to be a blessing to children. And we all have that opportunity. We all have that opportunity. Whether it's the kids in your neighborhood, the kids who live next door, the kids down the street, we all have that possibility to be a blessing. A few moments ago, Carrie was saying the prayer, and I'm sitting next to Kathy, who's holding little Grace, hammering. And Carrie, you started your prayer by saying, "God of glory and God of grace." And as soon as you said, "God of grace," little Grace went. That's how a kid ought to feel, right? That's how a kid ought to feel. Wow, God loves me. These people around me love me, and we have the opportunity to do that, to be a blessing. Whether you've got kids in your home or not, you have that opportunity often, regularly, daily, to be a blessing. You can spend your whole life blessing children, really, if you want to. I was talking to one of you just the other day about coaching their summer team. They were talking about how difficult their co-coach is, because not because he doesn't know the sport, not because he doesn't know how to teach kids how to play the game, but because he's so negative in his approach to everything. What an opportunity a coach has, a teacher has, a neighbor has, to be a blessing. To be a blessing. Well, last but not least, on this Father's Day, in addition to thinking about being a blessing to any kid, any young person, for that matter, anyone of any age, but it's good for all of us to think about who are the people in our lives whom only we can bless in a particular, special way. It's Father's Day. Those of us who are fathers, who is it that only we can bless? Who is it that can only get the blessing of a father from you? Who is it who can only get the blessing of a grandfather from you? Think about that. Be intentional about being a blessing, about looking for opportunities to affirm what your children are doing, whether they're this high or maybe even now this high, maybe even taller than you. But also look for those opportunities to bless not just what they're doing, but who they are. Who they are. When Jesus scooped those children up in his arms and blessed them, he wasn't blessing them for taking out the garbage. He wasn't blessing them for learning how to tie their shoes. He was blessing those children just for being who they are. So who is it today, dads for sure, but all of us, who is it today that only you have the opportunity to uniquely bless? Pray with me. Lord, you give us opportunities once in a while to bless a truck, very often to bless a child. And for all of us, someone who is uniquely ours to bless. Give us the eyes to see those opportunities. Give us the words to speak. Give us the right look in our eyes as we seek to bless them in your name. You are indeed a God of grace and also of Paul and Joe and Susan and Cindy. The God of each and every one of us. And let all God's people say, Amen.